What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Y'all, I am actually super sad. This is our fourth and final episode in the For the Girl book series, my newest book, For the Girl. If you guys have not gotten your copy, go and get your copy now. I'll have all the links for you to check it out. I'm so excited for this. I cannot wait for you to read it. Also, if you have not listened to episodes 1 through 3, go ahead, pause this right now and listen to those. It'll bless your life, okay? Or at least I hope it will bless your life. I'm excited I'm hopeful that it does so much for you spiritually and that you're able to relate and have a conversation. And so the same thing is true for the fourth and final episode. So let's just jump right on into what we are talking about: Hard Days, Good God. And what I love about this dynamic is that you can have both in the same season. You can have both at the same time. There are many days that I have difficult moments. And in those same difficult moments, I will always have a good God that's with me in them. So a good God does not negate hard days, and hard days does not negate a good God. You can have both, because he's in the highs and the lows, and he uses all things for his glory and for the good of those who love him or are called according to his purpose. And so what we see in life in general, what I have learned from the Lord myself, and what we see in the Gospels are Jesus going through hard moments, you and I going through hard, difficult moments, but the goodness of God has always been consistent, because God is good all the time. And y'all, finish the rest. All the time, God is good. It is not just a saying. It is not just a phrase. It is a truth, and that is something to be lived out every single day. So in the book, For the Girl, there is a section that is titled Hard Days, Good God. And I talk about some different struggles that I've experienced over the past years, that in the height and in the magnification of those hard days, what was also magnified was how good God is. So there was a moment that I was experiencing excruciating anxiety, unbearable. I mean, consistent, constant, didn't seem to leave, always stayed, was so weighty, I could not breathe. It was an anxiety that would occur every day at a certain time, right before it would get dark. And I would just feel this weight on my chest as if something was just weighing down on it. I couldn't take in a big, deep breath. I couldn't find relief from the weight that I was feeling. And it was constant. It was daily. I dreaded that time of day because I knew that that time was going to bring my anxiety. And it would take so long for that anxiety to go away. It would be heightened in those moments, but it seemed as though my anxiety was consistent every day. I was always anxious, but specifically during that time, my anxiety hit another level. I remember during that time really enforcing all the things that my family and my church had encouraged me to do, to call on the Lord, to go to the Lord, to speak his name over my situation, to read scriptures that talk about anxiety, to worship. I did all the things that were necessary to bring my spirit man back up, to fight against this crippling anxiety that I was experiencing. I did it all. I went to God constantly. I begged him earnestly. I knew he could do it, but he didn't always do it in the timing that I wanted it. There would be some days, though, that I would notice that the anxiety would be gone, but I wouldn't notice that the anxiety was gone until the anxiety came back. And I would be so upset that I missed the moments that I was anxiety free, because now I'm bound by anxiety again. It was just really frustrating for me. And I remember doing the thing that my mother said, which is to say the name Jesus over myself, over my anxiety, because his name is more powerful than any other name. And in his name, there is freedom and healing and good things. You know what I mean? And so I remember opening my hands, because I learned this from actually my pastor. Pastor Scooter was talking about this. It was in a sermon, open hand, release type situation. So I remember opening my hands and I said, Jesus, I release this anxiety to you. And I tried my hardest to take in a big, deep breath, right? Just to feel what I had been longing to feel from a long time, which is a deep breath. And so I held up my hands. I said, Jesus, I release this anxiety to you. And with these open hands, I closed them back again. And I said, and I receive your peace and your freedom over this anxiety. I would do it a couple of times. Open hand, closed hand, open hand, closed hand. I would take in deep breaths. I wanted so badly for this anxiety to go away. And honestly, the moments that I went to God open and close, and he didn't always take it off of me when I wanted him to. But over time, as time went on, the Lord was faithful and he was kind. And that anxiety soon left me. That crippling anxiety, that constant, consistent anxiety was no longer my story. But that time was tough. And I still get anxious at times, but never to the degree of what that was. And I don't wish that on my worst enemy. And if you are struggling with that, please let me know in the comments, because I would love to pray for you. And I promise you, it will get better with the Lord. I didn't know truly if it would. I just did the things that I knew I was supposed to do. And I believed that God could do it. The question is, would he? And I've actually heard here recently a lot of believers that are struggling with anxiety. A lot of believers who are struggling with depression. It's a real thing. And it happens. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. If it does, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you if you do. It's life. And it's a story that you will once tell of, I was in this, or I am in this, and the Lord is in this. This is a hard day, but he's still a good God. And I'm not the only one that has experienced hard days. There are other people before me. There will be other people after me. There are people in Bible times. There are people in now times that are struggling as well. But God, forever good. Always, always good. Some of the toughest moments in my life was when the Holy Spirit shared with me a verse that has now become one of my life verses. You know how a person asks you, like, what's your life verse? And even if you ask me that, I don't really have one, but I have verses that I know that are true that have helped me. So I guess you can call that a life verse. Sure. And so the life verse that the Holy Spirit really put into my spirit was James 5:16. So much so that I'm gonna tell y'all, I know that by heart, okay? It says, confess your sins one to another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person avails much. What this verse meant for me was that the first part, confess your sins. That is a difficult task to do, because we want to be people that are perfect in all things and all ways, that makes no mistakes. And even if we do, we don't want anybody else to know. But that's not the way of the Lord. The Lord says, confess that, share that, so that healing will be attached to you. And that is the reason that we confess. It's not to condemn you by any means. It is to heal you and to free you. That is how it works. I just cannot tell you why it works that way, but I tell you it does work that way. Every single time I have obeyed the word of the Lord and I have confessed my sins to those he has given me, my accountability partners, I have found freedom. Maybe not necessarily over that particular struggle or sin that I'm facing and that I have confessed, but over keeping myself quiet and the enemy ruling me because no one knows what I'm working with and no one knows what I'm struggling with. Because that's something that happens. The things that you keep quiet, the enemy uses over you. But the minute that you talk about what you're struggling with and you tell that to a person that loves the Lord and loves you, that is power. That is healing. And the Lord is glorified in that. It brings great reward. It brings great benefit to you and to those who hear you. When you take a moment to humble yourselves before the mighty glory of God and say, I am falling short. I need for you to pick me up and receive your glory in this, as you should. So hard days, good God, is just a reminder that you will experience some difficult moments. But please don't forget that God is good in every single moment, and he wants to be with you in those very moments. So if you're having a hard day, if you're having a difficult time, please understand that I get it. I too have those days. I too have those moments. But God will forever be good, and he is with you at all times. I hope this episode encouraged you. If it did, please give it a like. Please share it. Do all the things. You know what to do. I love you guys, and I'll see y'all in the next episode. Go get your copy of my book, y'all. I cannot wait for you guys to read it. For the Girl, Living for Jesus in Today's World. Check it out. Bye, y'all.